The question was asked, how are we supposed to keep Torah in space? So parts of Torah stay the same. We eat kosher in space, just like we eat kosher on planet Earth. What other mitzvot do we have? Parts of Torah are obvious, right? You worship Hashem, you're not allowed to worship any other god. Ten Commandments, honor your parents, you know. So from a spacecraft, you might have to call your mom and dad and see how they're doing, and maybe order their produce to be delivered to their house online for them. Saying parts of Torah stay the same. The areas where we have a difficult time in Torah in outer space is the mitzvahs that connect to time. That's where we run into a big question. When does the day begin and end when you're not on planet Earth? If you don't have a sunrise and a sunset, so then when is day and when is night? Right? Once you leave planet Earth, so you're not turning around, because you're turning on Earth, so you have a sunrise and a sunset. Once you leave Earth, so then the sun doesn't rise and set based on the Earth's turning on its axis, right? So there you run into a question. Okay, so your question's going to be, when do I don tefillin? I can only don tefillin by day, not by night. When do I daven shachris? When does the day change? When's it going to be Shabbos? And can I stay on the same day while planet Earth advances days? So let's say my day hasn't switched, but I come back to planet Earth, and they're I left on a Wednesday, and they're already holding by a Monday. Am I still on Wednesday because the sun hasn't risen and set by me? Or do I just, by default, join everyone when I come back, right? I can't celebrate Shabbos on a different day. So that we do say, that you join everyone. But what you're supposed to do when you're in outer space, that's a question that's an unknown. We do have that in halacha. The Tiferet Yisrael addressed the question. He wasn't the only one. Because the question really arises when you go northward, when you go to places that the sun doesn't set. You have places in the North Pole where the sun doesn't set, actually, for a few months. You see the sun on the horizon, yeah? And then you have darkness. You have nighttime for a few months. Does the day end or not end? We see in the book of Joshua made the sun stop, so the day didn't end. So that certainly seems to indicate that the sun's setting is the cause, not just the sign. In halacha, we very often ask, is it a cause or is it an indicator? Is it a sign? What we call in Hebrew, is it a siman or a siba? Does the sun setting cause the day to change? Or is it just a sign that the day has changed? So we assume it's actually a cause. So then, if you live in a place where the sun didn't set, so the Tiferet Yisrael suggests, this is a very extraordinary idea, he would suggest that you go by the time zone you last left. The last place you were at that had normal time, that's the place you would go by. So if he says that about traveling northward, he might say that about traveling to space as well. But at the end of the day, he's not the final word on this matter. There are different opinions, and we're not really sure. We really don't know what to do when you go to outer space. And as such, sometimes in halacha, we have to say, I don't know. You know, what is pi? So we can figure out pi 5 million places after the decimal point, but we still haven't finished, right? There are numbers that are undefined in mathematics, and there are areas in halacha that are also undefined. We don't know, and if we don't know, so we have a problem. We have to deal with it, like other areas in halacha that we don't know. That means that on many matters, we're going to have to be more stringent. So a guy can go out to outer space, and then, let's say he goes out on a Sunday, maybe he'd have to be back by Friday, right? Because by then you reach a point where you don't know. Now, do you go by Friday, at which point on planet Earth? So then you'd have to go to Chumrah. I'm saying, which point on planet Earth would be Friday? You know, planet Earth is turning in front of it. So we have situations which we have to avoid for lack of knowledge. It's true, we do. Because he'd still have the question, when he's supposed to say Shema? When's he allowed to don tefillin? we don't have answers.
Maybe we're perturbed on this. Maybe that's kind of beyond time.
Why would that matter? I don't think that that's an opinion that exists.
That's another level of human existence. That's like a different.
I don't think so. Just because we have a question in halacha doesn't make us patur. We're still responsible.